Hello and welcome back to another episode of the QU podcast. I'm Michele Boletta, your host for today, and in the studio with me, I've got Jay Hamill and Alex Orbuchon. Today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic. We are looking at the Catholic view on COVID-19 vaccines. Boys, thank you very much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That's always a pleasure. I think it's going to be an interesting one. I think it's quite a timely topic. All anyone's been talking about for the past year, just about actually. Now we're in March. It's been about a year. Is the COVID-19 pandemic, and over the last few months, the vaccines have started to roll out, and many people, for one reason or another, are deciding to get the vaccine. Some are deciding not to get the vaccine. But today we're going to look at why certain Catholic individuals are deciding not to get the vaccine and why that is. So as of right now, three vaccines out. You've got the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And I don't know about you boys, but I've been vaccinated because of being an on-campus employee and all that. So I had the opportunity to, and I didn't really think twice about it. What about you guys? Have you been vaccinated? No?
I just got vaccinated about an hour ago.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I got the Johnson & Johnson.
Okay.
What about you, Alex?
I got vaccinated last Wednesday, and it was also the Johnson & Johnson. And then I didn't, really have to think about it that much either. I just, it was made available, and I went and got it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think at this point in time, it's just kind of about keeping everyone safe. And the interesting thing that you guys mentioned, getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and that's the one that's caused the most controversy, at least amongst the Catholic Church. And whether or not we'd like to agree or disagree is besides the point. So the controversy comes from the fact that a cell line was used in the production of the vaccine that's derived from an aborted baby's fetus, something like in 1970 or many, many years ago. So there are many Catholic people out there, as we know, abortion goes against the Catholic views. So there are many Catholic people out there who are against the vaccine because of this reason. And while I do understand that, I do think it's something that is necessary for the world to kind of get over this. I mean, what do you think about that? Did you know about this this fact that it's derived from an aborted baby's fetus before getting vaccinated or not?
No, I did not know about it. I'm not very good at keeping my ear open to the news. I need to get better at that. But I just learned about it today from you, actually, just a little while ago. So that would mean that I did get vaccinated before I knew about it. But I personally don't think that would have changed my mind.
Yeah.
I still probably would have gone and gotten vaccinated anyway, even if I had known that information.
No really hesitation for me either. The only thing I really did know that was that there were three vaccinations out, and my family and other teammates I know, they got the Moderna.
Yeah, that's the
two-doser.
Well. Yeah.
And for me, when I was registering, I was actually hoping to get the Johnson to be one and done. So that's all really I was looking at. And now that you informed us about that, of kind of where it came from or derived from, I really wouldn't think twice about it either looking back.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting one, because you don't really have a choice in which vaccine you get, at least here in Adams County. When I arrived there, I had no idea which one I was getting. And only when I got there did I find out I was getting Moderna, and I have to come back 3 weeks later. So it is interesting, because if you are maybe a Catholic and you'd like to not get the Johnson & Johnson because of where it came from, you don't really have the freedom to make that decision. So it's difficult. But I do think, it wouldn't have changed my mind either. I think in this situation, you just got to do what's there for the greater good. And I do think as well, it's not the best idea or the most ethical thing to be using something that's come from an aborted baby's fetus. I know everyone has their own opinions on abortion and pro-life and that type of thing. But regardless, I don't think that that is the most ethical thing to do. And the Archbishop of Kansas City, Joseph Norman, he's urged the development of vaccines that have no correlation to abortion. So he's actually sent letters out to these companies that have created these vaccines and urged them and scientists in general to come up with ideas and medicines that don't involve any kind of ethical dilemmas. And I think that that is really important, but at the same time now, I don't think we're at any kind of liberty to be experimenting with things and limiting our options. Do you know what I mean? So being in this kind of situation, we've kind of just had to take what we've got and move forward. And I do think it's interesting. I do understand why people are against the vaccine. But at the same time, I do think it's important to get people vaccinated and get us moving forward from this.
Most definitely, yeah. You know, even if there's, you know, stuff that you hold reservations about, at the end of the day, you know, the vaccines are here to help people and, you know, try to return things to whatever normal was before. But it's just about, you know, saving lives and helping people. And I think that's something that everybody can get behind.
I agree. With what this COVID has put our world through, and with the limited of vaccines, I think we're fortunate enough to have a vaccine by now, about a year later. But I don't think individuals should pick and choose about what kind of vaccine they want, but as if it's available for them and it will be able to allow them to see their family. There was this girl sitting next to me. She wasn't against it, but she was very nervous and didn't want it at all. But in order for her dad to come see her and her family and kids, he wanted her to be vaccinated, so that's what she was doing. So,
yeah, I mean, that is harsh. I'm pretty sure there's loads of people out there that are in a similar situation, and it just kind of puts things into perspective and makes you realize, you know, not everyone is as lucky, and people who are at risk from the virus are a lot more prone to getting sick. And they do want to get the vaccine and get it sorted and try and move on from this. Another interesting point I found is Pope Francis actually came out in January when the vaccine started becoming readily available. And he said, you know, he encouraged the people of the Catholic Church to go out and get vaccinated. And what's interesting is that since he said that, there's still been reservations from people about getting the vaccine, which I do, but I don't understand at the same time. If the leader of the church has come out and said, go and get vaccinated, why are people still holding reservations about it? What do you think? Why do you think people are still having their own opinion after listening to what their leader, so to speak, has said?
I mean, I believe there's always going to be those people that are against a certain thing, whether that be what they believe in. Looking at the masks, I see on social media all the time still to this day that there's anti-maskers making a big deal out of wearing a mask in a store, and those individuals are yelling, arguing, and maybe even physically abusing store managers or whatever that may be. And I think to myself, why make such a big deal by putting on a mask if you're going to be in that store for 15, 20 minutes, whatever you need? But with the vaccination, I asked the same thing. I'm not sure.
For sure, yeah. And following a leader, I mean, this is not the first time that, you know, people have strayed away from following a leader. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be outliers and, you know, people that just hold their own reservations, like you said, about, you know, every situation is different. And some people may not, you know, want to go get it, because, you know, they're afraid of what it's going to do to them. Some people, you know, think that it'll end up hurting them. I've heard even some people say that, you know, they think that, the government's going to put a chip in the vaccine and it's going to be inside of them. So, you know, everybody, you know, just thinks what they want to think. But I'm thankful that, you know, it's getting rolled out enough now that all of us that wish to have it can get it.
Yeah, definitely.
Think what they want to think for sure. That's a good point, because out of all these outliers or people against it, how many people do you think actually know the research and kind of data and background behind each vaccine before they get it?
I agree. I mean, we've been trusting scientists and doctors for since the beginning of time. You know, why are people hesitant to do that now? But I spoke to Father John Doctor here at QU a couple days ago about his view on it and try to get a better understanding from someone in the Catholic Church that's closer to us as students here at QU. And he's been vaccinated, and he told me that all of the friars that work here at Queen's University have been vaccinated too. So if that doesn't show you that, you know, these members of the church and leaders of Catholicism at Queen's University have gone and received the vaccine, if that doesn't show you that, you know, there is no ethical issues with it, then I don't know what will. And he kind of put it into perspective for me, and he said, you know, even though he might not completely agree with the origin of where it came from and how it was, how the vaccine was created, it's a lesser of two evils, because by getting the vaccine, you are saving many lives and stopping people from getting sick. And I think that's quite an interesting point. I think now is a time where people need to stop being selfish and look, think about the other people, and see what's best for the greater good.
No, yeah, I agree with that completely. Not to be selfish, for sure, but our baseball team's highly advised to get it, because quarantine is reduced to, what is it, 24 hours now?
Something like
that. Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
The COVID quarantine is, but you still have to get tested and stuff. And then I've also heard rumors about if you're indoors, you don't have to wear masks anymore.
Oh, okay.
If you've had the vaccine. So a couple pros there to get the vaccine.
Yeah, for sure. But like you said, Michaela, you know, it's, or I guess, you know, Father John said, lesser of two evils. And it's all about, you know, just making sure that everybody's safe. And, you know, that we can all just come together and get through this whole thing together.
Yeah, 100%. And another thing that Father John said to me was, you know, I asked him, I said, what would your advice be to students, Catholic students at Queen's University who are unsure about whether or not they should get the vaccine? And he looked at me and said, look, we can't force someone to or not to get the vaccine. But at the same time, if your main concern for not getting vaccinated is due to your belief against abortion, then you need to kind of put that aside for the meantime. And he completely agrees with people, you know, pushing back against using the aborted baby's fetus in science and that type of thing. But at the same time, you know, he just said, if you're unsure about it and you're looking for some kind of guidance or a sign or someone to tell you that it's okay, then this is it. You should go out and get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand of the spectrum, I spoke to a student in campus ministry, student ministry on campus here, about what he thought about the vaccine, and he is totally against it. He unfortunately didn't want to come on the air and express his thoughts and wanted to remain anonymous, so to speak. But yeah, he was extremely against it because of its origin. And he said to me he won't be getting vaccinated pretty much ever because of that. He doesn't believe that it's an ethical thing to do, and he feels like he would be turning his back on his faith by getting it. So, you know, there are people out there who feel this way, and we've got to respect their beliefs and their decisions. But it does show that this is a problem, and as a society at whole, regardless of your religious beliefs, we've got to be urging these scientific institutions and these labs and that type of thing to do things ethically, not just scientifically as well.
Definitely. And, you know, we've always held science doctors to a very high standard. And I don't see it as unfair to hold them to an even higher standard. I do understand that, you know, in a time of crisis such as now, you get what you get.
Yeah.
As fast as you can get to
completely
it,
agree.
Saving the lives is what is most important. But, you know, now that the majority of people that really needed it or really wanted it have started to get the vaccine, you know, now we've got the people that are, you know, more interested in where it came from than what it's going to do for you. And, you know, everybody gets to have their own decision and make their own choice. Like you said, you can't make somebody get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. At the end of the day, it's their body and it's their choice. But it certainly does not hurt, and it's a good thing that the leaders of the, you know, Catholic faith are pushing for this.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I do think that, you know, the influence that they have on society is huge. So for them to come out and say, listen, you're okay, it's okay to get it, it's a really big thing. But gentlemen, thank you very much for being here. Really enjoyed it. I think this is a topic that we could actually chat about for a lot longer. We could get a lot more information and go into a lot more detail. But for the meantime, this was a nice little conversation just speaking about the gist of it. So thank you guys very much for being here.
It was indeed.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks everybody for tuning in to another episode of the QU podcast. This is Michele Barletta, and we'll see you next week.